It's the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show.
Hello, and once again, it's Monday Night Live, back at the Podcast Cubby. For the love of football, it's the Two Yanks V-Brit Sucker Show.
Yay!
Woo-hoo. All right.
Wow. Well, we are coachless tonight, so it's really one Yank V-Brits. Yep. John, you know.
One Yank, two Mexicans.
No one cares about Eric and Binster.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No. He's got that whole making a living thing, which I totally disagree with. He's got to get his priorities right. So he's not with us tonight.
Works overrated.
Absolutely. I'm going to go around. Before I introduce the expert panel, I do want to reach out, as always, to our sponsors. The first is the Old Chip British Pub and Restaurant. Two locations, one here at 1120 West 17th Street and the other at 907 North Harbor Boulevard, which is probably close. I'm not sure that number's right, but it's North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. And then our second sponsor is Security National Mortgage Corporation. Security National Mortgage was actually founded in Hawaii by some Mormon types, and then they moved the operation to Salt Lake City, and they evolved into where they're at now. They're in about just about every state, and they do every loan you can think of. And then our third sponsor slash strategic partner is Swagger Club CA with Dave Dabbles, Dave Riddle.
Dave Riddle.
Dave Riddle. He's got like
Dabble,
three names.
Dabble,
yeah, but if we go the game and there's no section for us, it's Dave Fiddle.
That's right.
Yeah. And we're all standing there with like $140 each out of bar, like, uh-oh.
He's got like, 40 people going to that, right?
Yeah, but you know what? He a lot of them dropped out.
Yeah, well, that always happens, though. That's the problem with sponsoring something like that. You know,
I did
people
some recruiting myself.
Did you? Good.
Yeah. Well, I did recruit.
Well, listeners, what we're talking about is on May 8th, we have a...
But he wanted a Man United fan to go, and I said no.
That's good.
Dare you.
Yeah, exactly. So on May 8th, we have a Galaxy game against, I'm not sure, is it New England, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they play New England, and we have, I guess it's called a, it's not a suite, it's sort
canopy.
Of a canopy.
Yeah, it's on the side of the bar.
That sounds so Liverpool. Sketchy.
Well, the
a
thing
canopy?
Is, so we get canopy. I'm sure we get top-notch food and drink.
No.
No?
I'm not sure what.
That should be included for $140.
I just know you get a signed scarf. And you,
okay.
I don't even know what I don't even think you get to meet David Steven Gerrard.
No, I think
sure
we just sit there and watch the press conference.
Yeah, but I'm sure that he's to come. So I'm sure there'll be a walk around. And
yeah, and I'm sure that you're going to talk him into coming on the show. I'm looking forward to it.
You know what?
Who would want to meet him?
Who would want to meet him? Everybody wants to meet him.
Wouldn't you want to kiss him?
Me.
All right. So anyway, that is our sponsors. Thank you, sponsors. Let's go around and introduce this quiet and bashful panel of experts we have. First to the left is Eric the ref.
Me?
Hello, Eric.
Hello. Good evening.
Start with me.
Hello.
Yeah, why do you go from left to right?
Because it's a clock thing. Okay. Gee whiz. I think Miss Leeds Jane's going to be a pain tonight.
Good night, Eric.
So we're going to reverse direction, and to my right is the vice president of the podcast, Miss Jane. Miss Leeds Jane, hello.
Thank
Are you happy?
Very much.
Hey, let's give her a hand. No, we can adapt to change. We can go right to left occasionally. And then next to her is, what? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Save it for the show.
Save it for the show. Okay. And then next to her is,
Vinny.
He is the vice president of technology. He's also the child leader. It's Chelsea Vince. Hello, Chelsea Vince.
Hey now.
Hey now, hey now. And then next is a co-founder of the show and the vice president of Bringer Inners and the president of the Peaky Blinders fan club. It is Scouser Craig. Hello, Scouser Craig.
There we go. Let's get it started.
Yes.
And then we have a guest. He is a Subudio expert, right? And
Correct,
champion over years. You're going to have to tell us your whole story. It's great. You got the table here. We're all learning about it. It's a great sport.
You
and also a Spurs fan, right, Paul?
Correct. 49 years.
49-year Spurs fan.
It's about time he had a title.
Good, good. And his name, we're going to call you Spurs fan or Subudio.
Call me
Subudio Paul?
Subudio Paul, yeah.
Subudio Paul. Yeah. I still don't get that. I'm sorry I'm butchering. Subudio. And then next we have Liverpool Derek. Hello, Derek.
Hi.
Walker's crisps are made in Leicester.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I used to buy Walker's.
Go, he's Leicester.
I saw this.
He is Captain Obvious tonight. He
and
really
speaking
is.
Of Leicester, we just learned before we came on the air, at least some of us, it wasn't keeping track, that Spurs drew today, right, Paul? Yeah. Kind of disappointing, and that brings Leicester within 3 points, right, Jay?
3 points. They just need a win. So Derek will explain it later.
Oh, okay.
It's all very complicated.
But you missed Eric out.
We did Eric first.
Oh, we did Eric first.
We did for Eric first, and then we switched directions.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
You were listening.
Very confusing, Derek and Eric.
I know, and you're right next to each other now.
You're about the same age, it looks like.
Oh, unbelievable. Let's, well, looks like a history is going to be made this season. I don't see Leicester not getting one win in the last three games, right, Miss Jane?
No, they were fantastic this weekend. They were so fun to watch.
They were, weren't they?
But they had no Vardy, and they were still amazing.
I always liked Jijoa. I remember last season, remember when they beat Man U like 5-3 or something?
Yeah, I do remember that.
They showed that, and even prior to that, Jijoa was you know, scoring goals for a little while there, and then obviously they fell off the cliff there and looked like they were going to get relegated. And he's a good player. Quite a difference, a big striker versus Vardy with the pace.
And I can never pronounce his name.
Ochoa.
It's Ochoa.
No, the guy that won the...
Mahrez.
Mahrez won Player of the Year last night.
Yeah, that's good.
At the awards, yeah. So very well deserved.
Wow, what a Cinderella story, huh?
Yeah, how much did they pay for him? £900,000?
Oh, no, I thought it was £4 million.
Okay.
I got family in Leicester.
Still a deal.
Are they excited?
I don't speak to them, so I don't know.
I can totally understand their point of view on that.
I haven't spoken to them in probably 30 years.
Can you tell them how they get away with it? Can they teach us how to set that kind of scenario up?
To keep them up to stop speaking to me.
They won't do it the second year. No. It's flash in the pan.
I don't know. I don't know whether I agree with you about that.
You know, they have the money now in the Premiership for Leicester to be able to buy whoever they want.
I mean, it's always hard to repeat, so you can say that about any team.
Ask Chelsea.
But I definitely think they could stay consistent where they could finish top four.
It's not so hard to repeat. No. It's not so hard to repeat.
It is nowadays.
Not so hard to repeat.
It's not so hard to repeat.
I just did it three times.
I think it's very appropriate that Craig does the history segment because he's old enough to have lived most of it.
Oh, nice.
I wish this was video.
Well, it ain't, so deal with it. So Leicester City, honestly, next year, I think with the additional
money,
well, they'll have the money, but they'll also have Champions League, and they'll have higher expectations, and people are going to be gunning for them. That's one thing that happened, I think, with Chelsea, right?
But also,
everybody plays their best game when you're the defending champion.
Also, to being in Europe, their squad's going to be stretched.
Right, exactly.
But they're going to add to the bench.
I'm going to say, they're going to have millions of dollars to add. But here's the thing, though. Who would you go to? I mean, would you go to Man United? No.
No.
Would you go to Chelsea? No. So, you know, right now, there isn't a team that, you know...
Liverpool, maybe.
I'd like to think Liverpool, but because it's, you know, it's the Cinderella team.
I know where
team.
He's going with this.
But no, but tell me right now, who's bigger than Leicester?
Oh, that's just a one-hit wonder.
No, what about Tottenham?
But it's a one-hit wonder with your perception and most people's perception. It's a B-level team.
It is.
And these guys are going to play in Champions League next year. And why would they leave? Why would they leave? I think that the owner, he seems like a decent guy. They love him. I think they will give some of the players a big raise. They're going to stick around because Vardy goes to Man City. He is not going to play. He's going to sit on the bench. They want to play Champions League. And these players, let's get real here. A year ago, if you told them that they were going to play Champions League in 2016/17, none of them would have believed you.
Hey, by the way, it's their Champions League.
But also, too.
Shut up.
So, Wally.
Also, too, they had the smallest squad
of
the season. Now they're going to play Champions League playing on a Wednesday and a Saturday or Sunday. They're going to be stretched.
With
the money that's coming into the Premiership,
they're going to add.
But the other teams have got that money.
Watford and Crystal Palace are going to be able to compete with the top teams in Spain to buy players.
Yeah.
There's that much money coming into the Premier League.
We're going to win the league next year.
Okay.
Klopp has got a good squad, he buys three or four players, especially a goalkeeper.
We'll see.
We'll win
well,
the
I think,
league.
I think it's easy to say you're going to win the league.
I think we've got a good chance, especially with Klopp, but the way things are going, there's too many dynamics for everybody else's
Well,
team
I think, Paul, what do you think of Spurs next year? That's got to be a possibility too, right?
They're always going to be there.
I think they may. No, I don't think they're going to face the thing we're talking about with Leicester where they're going to drain the players away. I think the team spirit is incredible in Spurs. I think they will stand a chance, but they're going to have to get maybe another three players in.
I think so,
second forward, a stronger midfielder.
Did they just strengthen their bench?
No, I don't think. I think they even showed today that when they were up against it.
Paul, I tell you what I'd be concerned about, even if it was just the first 10, 15 games of the season. You know, half that team are going to Euros with England. They're going to be tired when they come back. They're really not going to get much of a rest because I don't know where Spurs are going on tour, but they'll be going somewhere.
They're going to Australia just to make it.
I think they're going to start slow. But
well, I think also they're going to be playing for Denmark. They're going to be playing for France.
Yeah. So I think you guys will start slow. And I think that has a lot to do with it. Yeah.
How many of these players play for the Olympics?
None. We don't put an Olympics.
Well, we won't have a team there. Yeah, and I don't know if there's a lot. I think most of the countries, they send their under-21s.
Isn't there a limit? You can only have three professionals or something?
No, that rule's gone.
That's gone. Okay.
David Beckham in England.
Well, that's the thing. I was saying to Paul, I think Spurs will start slow. I think they'll be up there. I think they'll. Yeah, but that's just England.
That's just England.
Yeah, so I think they'll be up there.
And seeing as England are probably going to, well, probably going to win it this time.
Does that mean, right to the end?
Does that mean Lamella will be training by himself?
Yeah.
Well, now Eddie Bayor's gone, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, I think Spurs have the same issue as what Liverpool had a couple of years ago, trying to make a team out of all English players. I think that'll bring Pochettino down. I think he needs to mix.
No, I think he'll be there next season.
I didn't know, but I think he needs to mix it, not just English players.
Well, he's not.
He's not.
He said that this morning in the paper. He wants to build.
And you believe everything you read in the fucking paper?
Absolutely.
I don't get the perception that Spurs are full of English players. They've got a lot of young lads that have come up through the academy, which is always
a good thing. You need to read what the Jewish press
but,
says.
I mean,
then,
you know, you're talking about five or six really good players out of the squad out of 24, 25 lads.
And we should have got Ali.
He wouldn't pay the extra million for him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Ali's
wise
great.
Decision, wasn't it?
But you know what? We don't care. I don't want to go to Liverpool just yet. So
yeah. We had quite a bit of Liverpool last week.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we dominated.
We're gonna talk about it this week.
Yeah, we can talk about them because you have to address.
Well, I know we have to talk about them, but we do need to talk again about the. You know, this season is wrapping up, obviously, and looks like. Wouldn't that be something next week? Now, are they at home next week?
Leicester?
Thank you.
No, they're away at Man U, right?
They're at Man U, right? And then they've got Chelsea. I think no, they have Chelsea.
Everton at home.
Chelsea's their last game.
Everton then, yeah.
Isn't Chelsea their last game? So they have Everton at home?
Yeah, okay. Everton at home, then Chelsea at Stamford
Which is kind
Bridge.
Of funny.
Which is ironic, the past champions
yes, it is.
And the new
yeah,
champions.
It is. Yeah.
So let's say they draw against Man U and then they win it at home against Everton. That's what I think is going to happen.
Say
what
they
do you guys
draw
think
the last
happen?
Three games, they yeah, won exactly. it.
Still won it.
Does that mean that John Terry and the Chelsea players are going to form a guard?
Wouldn't that be great?
They have no choice. You have no choice in that. You get fired.
I don't
if you
think
don't
there's
do that.
One player in the Premier League, and I don't think there's any neutral fans that aren't pleased they're going to win it.
Oh, no, I think everyone's pleased
for them. I wish I'd put a bet on them at the beginning of the season. I think I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, the only ones not pleased are the Spurs fans because it's a race of it. And I think they had the best goal differential, right? Wasn't Greg saying that? Like the most goals.
I put $100 on it.
And the least goals allowed.
Yeah, most scored, least conceded as well.
I think that's the only time in history that the team that had that differential didn't win it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
I'm kind of surprised that they're least conceded, though.
Yeah.
On either
of them. It must be close with Leicester, though, right? Because I'm surprised it's the least conceded because they had so many. They've had a ton of clean sheets, Leicester. You know, a lot of 1-0.
I think Spurs are just a few ahead on both and on goal scored from Man City, but it's still
close,
still noticeable.
Yeah.
But what an effing season. What a great season.
It really has been.
What an absolute great season. And like, I was watching the game in Belmont Shore and this guy who was sitting next to me was like, well, they've got to play Man United and they've got to play this. And, you know, Tottenham have only got to play this. And they said, really? I said, there is no guarantee in the Premiership of winning anything.
No.
any of the games.
West Brom has not been playing well lately.
Yeah, and look at Tottenham. And then there is no guarantee.
And the thing is, Leicester can afford to slip up.
Yes.
Spurs can't.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so that's the big difference.
Definitely the big difference. And then we saw at the bottom of the table some interesting results.
Yeah, Aston Villa got relegated, right?
Yeah, they got relegated last week, yeah.
And then
that's
Sunderland.
That's really sad.
Sunderland, yeah. They look great. I thought Sunderland looked really impressive. They didn't look like a relegation team.
They won't go down, Sunderland.
You don't
they
think so?
Well, you think Newcastle are going to go down?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sunderland have got a game in hand.
But here's the thing. What about, I mean, the failure again of Arsenal?
Yeah.
That team, I put it down to not just the team, but the fans. They don't have any heart.
No.
They just don't. Yes. They don't have heart. The fans are terrible. They designed that stadium so badly because he never gave the home support a particular end. They made it the same all the way around.
That's the thing. It's a tourist stadium.
Yeah, it's a
tourist
stadium.
We've talked about it.
Yeah.
They never have issues. And I know this is the formula West Ham are hoping to have because they're moving to the Olympic Stadium. Yeah. It's like they always sell out because you've got all of the Asian tourists coming in from Japan and China.
That's racist.
It's not. It's a
so,
fact.
So are we.
It's a fact. Why is that racist?
Because he's just
Asians.
China.
Actually, you know what? Midweek,
I'm
they
confused.
Didn't sell out. They were down.
No, they didn't, yeah.
You
they were
in the stadium. And you know what? That's terrible. That's plastic fans. That's what they're like.
That was only half full.
They don't have a section now.
No, so they don't have a home section.
Should they have a section for Asians?
Okay, you're missing the point.
They have the Asian occasion.
That's racist.
He's been a bit of a doofer.
But the thing that I noticed is Sunderland was knocking Arsenal off the ball. They were just playing fundamental defense, which is normally boring to watch to me, but I thought it was fascinating to see how they did the old, you know, rough up Arsenal and knock them out of their game. And yet they still played well in the midfield. I was very impressed.
Do you remember the song they sing here, 49 undefeated, right?
Right.
Do you remember then when they were defeated?
Yeah,
were defeated by Man United. What did Man United do? They kicked the crap out of them and they didn't know what to do. And from then on, they just went boom. And that whole team was actually disbanded after a couple of years. And it was that one game that just destroyed them.
Yeah. Well, Chelsea did that last year. Remember, they used to just pound them. Physically, just knock into them and rough them up. Arsenal can be had physically.
Yeah, you know what? Like I say, you need...
They're not a physical team.
They're not a physical team.
Not at all.
That's not his style.
They just don't have the 12th man. They don't have the 12th man.
They don't have that. And they don't have the toughness, the steel.
Yeah, they just look like they're going through the motions.
Yeah, and they don't have anybody that wants
to
shoot.
And making sure that bank statement's looking healthy.
I hope, is there a chance they don't finish? I'd love them not to finish
me
the
too.
Top four.
That'd be
well, Paul, you've got to be excited.
That'd be a big disaster for them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I like a train wreck. And that'd be a nice train wreck to watch. Would it? Well, you got to be happy, Paul. It looks like, I know, knock on wood, be conservative, but looks like you guys are going to finish over Arsenal, right?
I mean, normally by now we've had something called... St. Tottenham's Day, which is the day in which Arsenal celebrate finishing above Tottenham for, well, this year it will be, I think, the 18th year in a row.
Right.
But there's actually something called St. Ass Day this year. And it's coming very soon, which is Spurs celebrating for the first time in the
Premier League. Because I think you're four over them right now, right? Four points, I think?
It could be five.
Four, is it
and
five?
Then there's a goal difference.
Yeah.
And I think Arsenal have got to play Man City as well.
Yeah.
So I think I would give Arsenal a 1 in 20 chance of overhauling Spurs at this point.
Very good.
I think they've got to watch that they don't drop to fifth.
I'm kind of glad because I like our Spurs guys that are on.
Yeah, we like them.
We don't want Arsenal dropping to fifth because that means United go to fourth and we don't want that.
That's true.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, but you know what we do? And I'll tell you why.
Then we
because
want Liverpool
it, no.
and Man City to win the
yes,
European trophy.
Because then
No, because that scenario only works if City win the Champions League.
And if
City
Liverpool
ain't
going to
win the Champions League.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Barcelona's out of there,
right?
They have
a good chance.
Yeah,
they won't even beat them at the Etihad Stadium. They'll get beat
tomorrow.
By Real Madrid.
Well, who's favored right now? Who's favored to win the Champions League?
Bayern
Madrid,
Munich,
no.
I would say.
Bayern Munich, no.
Bayern Munich.
Yeah, Bayern is.
I would say it's Real Madrid.
Nah.
I would say it's Atletico because they knocked out the best team in the world, like convincingly. They didn't. It wasn't.
You think Atletico is going to win the?
Yeah, they can do it. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's a little bit more open this year.
Yeah, you take Barcelona out of the mix. I think Man City has
everyone thought Barcelona was going to run through.
You know what? Everyone thought Dortmund were favored for the Europa Cup and they got knocked out too.
Right.
So, you know, I actually, like I say, I would love the scenario of Man United getting fourth and Liverpool winning Europa and Manchester City City winning the Champions League, and then they get knocked out. Yeah. They got knocked down to Europa.
But the issue for City is they can't defend. They can score goals.
Well, they can't defend when Vincent Kompany's not playing.
Is Vincent Kompany playing tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, well, then they can defend. Yeah, the numbers are unbelievable when they have Vincent Kompany healthy versus when they don't.
But he's
it's
not
crazy
healthy, though.
He's still yeah. No, he'll probably re-injure himself. That's what he's done the last like three times.
Is David Silva out? I heard he was still injured. I don't know.
It's Silva. Yeah, Silva and Kompany.
But De Bruyne's back, so I mean,
De Bruyne's awesome. Torre's gone from that team next year. I think there's going to be a lot of changes in that team.
I think City will score goals, but I think Real Madrid will score more goals.
Big time.
Are they playing?
They'll go back to Bernabeu.
Are they lined up right now
against
each other? Is it Real Madrid? Yeah. Are they? Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure about that. Again, I'm not following.
They're playing at City tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Ronaldo is only iffy about playing.
Is that an injury or is he just got a bad attitude?
He thinks he's injured.
Yeah. Even if they rest him, if they go in with a 0-0 draw or even a
Yeah,
win,
on my Twitter, though, every time there's a Ronaldo thing, he's got some world-class hottie. So, you know, I guess that's a distraction.
Usually a guy, right? Hottie guy you're talking about?
No.
Yeah, that's all a facade.
Yeah, that's all a facade. A beard.
For heaven's sake. Well, Vince, let's talk about Chelsea. What do you think the future looks like for them?
It looks very bright.
Thank you, Vince. Next subject. This is a football show. We talk about football here, Vince. Now, they had a big, they scored four and, had a rout. And they've only lost one under Hiddink. Conte, right, is coming in.
Yeah, when...
Do you think he could fix some Premier League matches?
The game, I don't know if anyone noticed, but Mikel...
If he doesn't go to prison, by the way.
Mikel played he played center back for the last game.
Who did?
Mikel.
Okay. How did he work out? How'd that work out?
Fantastic. He's actually the only Chelsea player who's been at Chelsea since Roman Abramovich has taken over. So he's lasted through 10 managers.
Wow.
10 still,
managers?
He's still there, yeah.
So he's been there for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, you have good math over there. Good job. Scholar.
Yeah, that's good.
So aside from that point, the team's starting to come up, play well.
And they're playing a lot of young players and players we haven't seen all the time, right?
Are you going to have a chance. Clear out, though?
There's going
to
be some players. Yeah,
Hazard's going, isn't
he? No, I don't think Hazard's going.
You think Oscar's going?
I think Oscar's going to be.
I think Hazard's only scored like two goals, right? This season.
Yeah, he actually led on
he
Saturday.
He was player of the year last year.
Yeah, I know. What a comeback.
He had a massive falling out. Partly, or I should say mostly due to injuries. He's never really gotten up out of his injury and getting, full speed. And then with the whole Mourinho debacle, that.
He's a player. You better rough him up or else he's going to look bad. If I was a defender, that's what I do.
Well, he was.
Got to hit him early or else he's going to make you look
every
stupid.
Year he's the most foul player year he's been in the Premier League. So that gives you a point, okay, maybe we need to let go a little bit, which is why he's trying to play in a different role. He's trying to give the ball away. He's drawing players out because, one, they're gonna try to tackle him and then he'll get a good run going down. But I mean, I don't know, the new manager coming in, apparently he's gonna bring in a lot of Italians, so we'll see what that does. But teams have a few quality players that they can pick up that aren't gonna be in the Champions League with their respective teams now, so that is a good plus. We can get them in, get them back into the top four, and then go from there and do a
What Craig was saying. I read an article about how the buying power of these teams like Watford and
Crystal Palace,
how they have more money to buy players than like Juventus Valencia and Sevilla, all these Spanish teams. And, La Liga this year is relatively balanced. You got like four or five teams, especially with a fall off of Barcelona that are in the race.
You got two teams, Atletico and Real Madrid.
Yeah,
but the others are competitive, though.
That's the only ever three teams out of there.
I know, but this year.
Also, you've got to say.
This year it's more competitive. The point this article is making is that the Premier League has so much money, they're going to buy all these players from.
That's why UEFA hates her.
But they hate the English league. Yeah. But look at it this way. Leicester won the league without money.
Right. Now
so
they have money.
It kind of debunks the argument that money makes it better.
So the other thing you have to remember is the Premier League is split up all that cash evenly.
Right. It's
whereas
eight.
All the other leagues are just pushing
with the domestic contract and the international contract, that's £8 billion.
Yeah.
£8 billion. With a B. £8 billion they have.
You got to wonder if the mindset's going to change now, too, because Leicester have done it. They've won league with the formula they have. And you got to wonder if other teams like, I don't know what happened to Crystal Palace. I know they made the FA Cup final, but they just fell off the map.
Oh, they fell off the map big time.
It was just disastrous.
Yeah.
But you got to wonder, like, teams like, Stoke, West Brom,
Southampton,
they're like, okay, we could do this.
If only we had some history on Crystal Palace.
Yeah, that will be later. But
what
you know,
a segue.
Look, I don't know where Bournemouth are in the league, but the three teams that came up last season, they're not getting relegated, right?
The only one is Norwich, who in trouble.
Okay, and they'll stay up.
They had Norwich,
do.
Bournemouth, and Watford.
Norwich.
Am I saying it right this time?
Bournemouth are safe. Bournemouth are safe, and Watford are safe, right?
But Norwich aren't safe.
Norwich aren't safe. Okay, but Norwich typically they manage to stay up, but you know that's changed too because normally at least two of the teams go straight back down.
Yeah.
And that's not happened.
And I think they're getting ready to fire the manager of Watford, even though they're safe. And
that's ridiculous.
No, he's leaving.
What's up with that?
He's
Anybody leaving. Know that story? Oh, he's leaving?
He's leaving. He's not getting fired.
I thought he was getting...
Yeah, no. Sanchez wants to leave.
Okay.
I think he's going back on the continent.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Who the hell wants to live in Watford, though?
But don't forget, Watford is owned by Udinese.
By who?
Udinese.
Udinese.
Is that when you kill somebody because they're going to die anyway?
That's euthanasia.
Oh, there we go.
I thought that was a Boy Scouts operation, euthanasia.
That's another racist E-U-C-H.
Joke. Racist joke from Derek.
That's why Watford do so well with a lot of players on loan from Udinese and other Italian.
Well, they had a couple of Italian managers.
That formula's working for them.
Yeah.
You know, that business model.
Well, except when they play Crystal Palace.
Well, let's move to the...
They just want to stay up. Who cares? Yeah. You know?
Before we talk about Sabudio, I got it right.
All
right, Sabudio.
Sabudio.
Let's hear the history of Crystal Palace Football Club. Here we go, Scouser. Oh, the Sabudio master just yawned. Well done, Paul. Well done. All right. True.
Okay, so I'll just go through the brief history.
Sure, let's go.
Brief history.
And go ahead, tell us no questions, because I love that part when we start asking questions.
It's always brief history.
And I'll repeat it. This is not a question. And
no questions allowed.
If you didn't know about Crystal Palace and some things, they were actually formed in 1905.
Oh, they're quite a young team.
The original team.
I thought it was 1904. Thank you, Craig.
There's also no comments.
can we make statements?
You're annoying me now.
Can we make gestures?
Now, originally, what was the Crystal Palace? It was a iron and glass building that was built in, I believe it was 1851 for World's Fair.
Did Ed Boleyn build it?
Humongous building.
They used to have dances.
So the Glazers formed the team.
Don't they own Manchester United?
Yes, they do.
The Glazers?
The Glazers. That's someone who works with glass. Was their team. But they formed Crystal Palace in 1905.
Right.
They played in claret and blue. Why did they play in claret and blue? Because Aston Villa helped them form.
Aston Villa helped them
playing
form.
Claret red.
That's a good omen then, isn't it?
They're one of the founding members of the Premiership, 1992.
Thank you very much.
1992?
Here's a great
one. Oh, they were. Right.
FA Cup finalists. Only twice.
They ever won league?
Never.
How about the league?
At the moment, not a question and answer.
League.
How about that league?
Now, let me finish.
La League.
They have finished. They've been in the final twice. The last time was 1990.
The final FA Cup?
Guess who they played?
Liverpool.
Manchester United.
Manchester United.
Ooh, it's a repeat.
That very same season, they were nearly relegated from Division 1.
Which is happening again.
They were beaten by Liverpool in that very same season,
9-0.
But they went on to beat Liverpool in the semi-final of the FA Cup, 4-3, to get to that final.
Wow. So when does this get interesting? Go ahead.
They switched from becoming the Glazers in 1973 when Malcolm Allison, the new manager, decided to switch it to the Eagles and get rid of the colour and blue.
The Glazers, okay.
Yeah. So
when was that? I'm sorry.
They were
year?
Called the Allison's Eagles, and that's why he switched them to the Eagles, because he thought the Glazers was just...
And you said it. What year was that, Craig?
72.
Was
that
the man cleaning windows or something?
Sound like
was
donut
that
makers
on
Sparadoes.
The
Glazers.
Mascot.
The Glazers, yeah.
Donuts.
Crystal Palace was formed because of the Crystal Palace that was built. They then decided
by
to...
Bolin,
to
by right?
They then decided to rename the local residential area Crystal Palace. So there was no area called Crystal Palace when they were actually formed.
Okay. But they tore that down, right? The big Crystal Palace?
No, it got burnt down in 1936.
Glass burned down?
Because of what they had stored in their building.
Ew, what was it? Drugs? Narcotics?
No,
it was
munitions.
Claret and blue kit.
It was the war.
What was, I got to know, what was stored in
glass
message? Was it really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. It would be.
That's just a little bit of add-on to your history lesson.
That's fine. Because you're annoying the hell out of me right now.
He's not a it's not a question. It's okay. He can do that.
That's the end.
It was a statement.
Of the history. The highest they've ever finished in the league was third. Mm-hmm. In 1992.
Well, here's what I have to add to
and
that.
And who won league in 1992?
Do you mean their league, not league?
Crystal Palace is the only...
The 1990. It's because when you pronounce something, you never say, I won, I went house. I went to their house. Woolies always say, I went house. They never put the...
I always thought league sound. I like the way you say league, because we all know league. It's league.
The league.
Yeah, but you don't have to say the. It's league. Yeah.
You don't know what we're talking
league.
About.
In the league.
Yeah, yeah. No. It's a Woolly tradition. They don't use that.
Well, here's what I know about Crystal
and
Palace.
He didn't answer
my question.
First formed in 1905.
Who won league in?
Did you go to
the game? Well, that was the last league, right? The old league, and it was won by Leeds United.
So, Craig, what was it like in 1905 to see Crystal Palace?
Did you get confused with West Ham?
Actually, have you ever watched old film? It's fantastic. You see all these old guys up standing and they're smoking and
throwing their hats when they score
and
you'll go.
Oh my God. Okay, you lost your hat.
How did you move from that to being one of the old guys in the Muppets?
One of the geezers.
Hey, one thing I got to add to the history before we move on.
Amadeus,
is, you know, Crystal Palace is the only team with cheerleaders, which we have here in the United States.
That
American
is
football.
The worst thing
ever.
What's wrong with that? The pom-pom
why
girls.
In the world would
Eagle
you
pom-pom
have,
girls. Come on.
That is one of the
but
worst
have
things
you noticed
I've ever
it
seen
hasn't
in sports
taken
in
off?
My life. In my life, that is. You're like, why are they jumping? I'm sitting.
Because
no,
they're
get
hot.
Get out the fucking way and watch the game.
Maybe their fans came on.
It's, it's eye candy. Don't you realize?
No.
Sex sells. Come on, Craig.
That is the worst.
This is capitalist.
That is the
it is
worst
sexist.
Thing
it's terrible.
I've ever seen.
You're right.
It may be acceptable in America.
Right.
Not being judgmental on it, but it doesn't work in England. That
I know, but you got to admit.
That is dreadful.
That is one club that does that, though, right?
I know,
that
but
no, not
it's
anymore.
The only club.
I don't think they do it anymore.
And then they have the real eagle. That's cool. The real eagle that flies around.
Someone
they
will fucking
the
shoot
Eagles
that.
In 1973 because Malcolm Allison decided to change them.
Yep.
So the Eagles from the Glazers.
So they'll let an eagle loose and then, you know, it'll fly around, come back. And that's pretty cool.
Very someone good. Will well shoot done. That eagle one day.
I know. I was just thinking the same thing,
stands.
Derek.
Poop.
As I said that, wouldn't that be great? See the eagle go flash.
It's a bald eagle.
Fly down the pitch. That'd be great. Well, let's change the subject now to Paul, the Sabutio.
Sabutio.
Sabutio. God, I'm having trouble with that. Sabutio. Why don't you just call it something simple like football?
No,
Sabutio. Sabutio.
Beauty. Like beauty.
Like beauty.
Oh.
Sabutio.
American beauty.
But it's not spelled, it's B-U-T-I-O.
And Paul, I got it.
American booty, that would be different.
American
no,
booty.
But it's not
no,
spelled
booty. Beauty. Paul, I got to admit, before Lynn told me about your event, which is Wednesday, right? Sabutio
down here,
against
England
Italy.
England versus Italy.
Italy, yeah, England versus Italy. I had never even heard of that game before.
Yeah.
And so I did take the opportunity to look at YouTube and a little bit of your background.
Yes.
But for listeners, especially us Yanks that have never, you know, heard or even seen that game, give me an overview of that.
Okay. I think it really is a game, Sabutio, that many, many Brits know. I mean, from the 60s onwards, this really was part of our culture.
In the 70s and 80s, wasn't it?
They estimated in the 60s that there was 5 million people had a set in the UK.
Wow, okay.
What it is, it's tabletop soccer in England, football, but here,
right.
Soccer. So you get a 4'6" by 3'6" table with a cloth pitch marked out with association football or soccer markings, and you use 1¼-inch plastic figurines that you flick with your index finger.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds really weird. You flick these around this pitch onto a plastic ball. And the idea, rather like soccer, is that you convey that ball into the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a miniature soccer game on the table. It's so multidimensional, though, and so flexible that top coaches have actually used it in the dressing room for showing strategies and tactics.
Sure, it makes sense. I saw the players, you know, before the show, you showed us the table and the players and such. I could see how you could do that, you know, as a coach.
Yeah.
Like Arsene Wenger?
Well, it's a more dynamic game, maybe.
Well, Arsene Wenger would show the players passing it back and forth, yeah. and never taking a shot.
And I think maybe speaking to each other in tongues, but not.
But
necessarily
those jerseys would be tight,
putting
though.
It in the name.
It's all about those abs with the.
Yeah,
with
and it would be
guys.
Quiet around
Paul.
The place, and everyone could think.
Paul,
yeah.
more question.
Yeah.
Who
do you have?
Hey, Paul, I got to ask a question. I saw a YouTube on that, and there was a FIFA. Too. You can ask a question next.
Do you have dancing girls?
The only question I had before we move on is, as I saw this. Like a
Maybe
highlight of the finals. Is it FIFA? Is it anything to do with FIFA? It doesn't, does
a
it?
Fist of it's called. The Federation of International Table Soccer Federation.
Fuck off.
So does FIFA. But it's not
the
FIFA.
Like, okay. It's our FIFA, but it's Fist of. Yes.
I saw this. Like, what the hell is FIFA doing with table football? Okay.
Yeah, Fist of.
All right, next question. Vince, you're on.
Sorry to interrupt you, Jim.
Yeah, that's okay.
Who created the game and, like, where is it from initially?
Great question. Well, there was a guy, an English guy, called from Kent, which is a county in the south, called Peter Adolf. And during the Second World War,
Adolf Will, his last name is Adolf, really?
Not Peter Mussolini. Peter Adolf, he was stationed in India, and him and the guys at night when there was no one to shoot at, they had a greatcoat on the floor, and, like, Hapen, that's an Indian bird in the
That's
bushes.
Indian music.
What the heck? Indians from fucking Pakistan, you wally.
Not Indian, not... Oh, Indian.
Is that where the tigers attack
Indian
people and stuff?
Tigers, yeah.
I'm sorry, Paul.
And
you're part of the group when we show you no respect. You realize that. That means we've accepted you.
Dude, you're flicking figurines right. around. You
go ahead, go ahead. This is this good stuff.
On this cloth on the floor right. or a coat, they have these little, like, halfpenny things, and they're flicking them around against each other
right.
to try and convey something into the goal. So that's where the concept came from.
Now, is it after after soccer was founded, or is this something totally separate?
Oh, yeah, this is during the Second World War.
Oh, so Second World War, okay,
during
gotcha.
The 40s. Gotcha. When he got home in 1947,
right.
he invented this game called Subutio, which I know is like a tough word to,
yeah, what does this,
to pronounce.
What's that word well, mean? Did he just make it up?
It's Latin.
There's a song about it by Phil Collins.
Which was a language... But kind of died out with the Romans. But
it's Latin for the Two Yanks Be Brit Soccer Show.
There's a bird called a hobby, which is a falcon.
Yes, yes.
You get it pretty much around the world, but certainly he was a bird watcher, this
okay.
Peter Adolf. And the Latin name for the bird was Subutio, Falco Subutio.
Okay.
So because it was a hobby, this thing,
oh, yeah,
and maybe he had
sense.
To justify it to his wife. I don't know. I never thought that before, to get a marketing plan. He called it Subutio.
Okay.
And that kind of caught on. No one's ever really questioned the word. You could call it table soccer, yeah,
no,
but there's
sense,
so many
though.
Table soccer.
Because I always say it's synonymous with football, it's Subutio. So when someone says Subutio, I automatically think of football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's so many table soccer games, you need to have a characterization of it. So it's called Subutio Table Soccer. So he got back from the war, manufactured it, and the prototypes were okay, but they improved to the point where in the 60s, the figures could do really quite incredible things. You could have a ball there and a player there and 20 figures in between.
He just did it.
And
he spun it.
You spun it all the way around.
Wow.
To hit the ball like that. Four
he just
feet
did
away.
It
must
he
should have had it. So it's kind of like a curve shot.
Like
so,
a curve, yes.
So listeners, you can't see, but Paul's with his fingers is showing how a curve around it, like they would a wall, right?
It's very technical, I think, the game. The only one that ever picked up here was foosball.
Right.
You know, we call it table football, right? But they call it foosball over there. And that took off with the Subutio. A little bit more technical, a little bit more thinking man's game, a little bit more like chess.
Yeah.
So it never really took off because it's not a fast game like foosball.
It must be difficult, though, to get a couple of guys on a table.
The thing with that...
A little more difficult than a man and a woman. Is that what you're saying?
No. Like you get three or four guys on a table playing Subutio.
About that. Okay, moon right
along. So
it
right. is...
I brought him along.
Brings up an interesting point about chess, which is
right.
all the time you're looking at where these 22 figures on the pitch are.
Right.
But the difference is it's like chess on wheels. It's like chess on skateboard. Every second...
I noticed
changes.
That. Yeah, watching YouTube, it's really cool because the guy with the ball is moving the ball amongst the players. And meanwhile, the defender is making these moves. I'm sure you understand it.
Yes.
And like he's positioning these players for, it's like chess, future moves, right?
Except
like,
some
to
of
cut
it,
off channels and things.
It's so fast, you have to do it by instinct.
Yeah, that's what I noticed too.
So
yeah.
The rules, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was teaching Craig the game just there, and we were talking about what he might do and where he might put his player. And in the time we had that conversation, in a real game, there could have been 50 flicks.
Wow.
And the game changes shape.
Yeah.
And some of those flicks are going to be game-changing flicks if you're not smart.
And sometimes they stop and like think about it, right? At least that's what I thought I saw.
I think
if you put money on the game, then it'll be interesting.
So, Paul, you said there's
something like a truth scouser. Do they ever bet on it? I mean, that's a good question.
No, I've never
seen
on
money
it.
On it. Yeah,
oh, Paul, you said there's a.
But the way leagues in England, they're always.
You said there's a professional league now.
There's no.
As a kid, you always wanted a Sabutios there. Because you could get them in your team's colours.
Yeah, my brother was obsessed with it.
There was over 280 teams hand-painted in Kent.
You know, it kind of reminds me of Vince.
What's funny is, we had it before the club closed, we were going through all the crap, and we found that, like, a 40-year-old
Sabutio
set, right? I'm like, oh, my God, complete with the mat and everything, right? So when
it's he probably worth
this,
money.
This week, on Friday, when they come in, I said... Hey, guys. Yeah, it is worth money. I said, do you remember the Sabutio set we found? I said, yeah. I said, who ended up with it? So there was only a few that could have ended up with it, you or Dodi or Norell. And they did not end up with the Sabutio set. And I was going to bring it here and probably give it to you, but we don't know where it went.
Oh, wow. That was
someone
great.
Tossed it.
That's cool.
I think someone tossed it, actually.
I think someone tossed it.
A game lasts for 15 minutes each way, by which time... You know,
it's a 30-minute game.
What's a typical score? Is it like high scoring or?
It can be now, especially back in the 60s and 70s, we used a different kind of figure, which was a flat celluloid or flat cardboard.
It was flat,
and they weren't as powerful, and therefore it was more of a delicate game. A typical score then might have been 2-1, 1-0, 3-1.
Wow, pretty
defensive,
huh?
Nowadays, I mean, the World Cup final last year, won by Carlos Flores from Spain, he won 7-2, and he absolutely massacred a guy who was number 11 in the world.
Wow.
So,
the guys have changed from, they were more like the Weebles. They were like a half circle. Now they're like shined and they're flat, but they've been.
I noticed when you brought men out and you put stuff on, you shine them, and
it's got all kinds of techniques and things, right? Innovation has played a big part in it. So, say I had a skateboard in the 70s, and I mean, you really had to work to push that along. Nowadays, you just do one flick and read your paper while it takes you half a mile down the road.
The innovation has made a massive
And it's the same with these bases.
I have fond memories of it because my brother was obsessed with it. I'd play with him, but he'd always beat me. And my dad played with him all the time. But it was almost like
She's
it was the 70s version of a video game, right?
Yeah.
It was like, because it was huge.
It's like Atari.
It was huge.
Yeah, so when you like got it at a store, it's that size? It's that size? So you unfold it, and the size of your table here?
Yes.
That's what it would be?
That's an official Sabutio.
The best way is to...
But he's customized that with corners and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You just got the mat.
You just put it on the dining room table.
And you flip.
But you can't get a reliable surface that way, and like any game. I mean, it's a bit like playing chess, and then someone turns the lights out. You don't know where your figures are, your pieces are. So you have to have reliability. So we go to great lengths to make sure the balls roll straight, the players are polished, the pitch is absolutely level each way. I mean, you can almost become neurotic about it if you think the pitch isn't level or the ball's not right. It starts to act against you.
What happens is you set up this Sabutio set and whatever, and someone turns up with their own set, yet your set is different. What happens then? Because they could turn up with that old one that I found at the club.
His is a better set, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is people come and they want to play with the set they have.
What if the old man came up with like you were saying, Craig, where they kind of had a round bottom and stuff? Could they like field a team against like old technology versus new technology? It's whatever they bring, right?
You could. I think you would generally find that the newer technology would
kill them.
It's rather like the soccer teams today are so much fitter than they were back in the 60s or 70s, and it's the same kind of analogy.
To go back to the soccer players, like they can get injured on a scratch, you know, or whatever, because it's so finely tuned. It's like having a fine-tuned car. That's
like
the one that when it breaks down, it's going to break down real quick. And that's what the players are like now. They are so finely tuned for those 15 years. They don't drink. Back then, they used to smoke and drink. 70s and 80s, the players
George Best show
drunk.
Up drunk
yeah.
and he drink
and
it all the time.
And the 70s Sabutio figures play accordingly. They wobble, swerve off the wrong way. They're almost like they're drunk sometimes.
Like you said, he's got a finely tuned set there.
Sure.
But if someone wants to turn up and they say, okay, this is my team, you know, I've had this team for, you know, 30 years and it's the old traditional, what are you going to do?
Can they
compete against that?
No. They would find it harder. I mean, if they just turn up after 30 years, they couldn't compete whatever they use.
So
but they would find competing harder.
Because there's very few Sabutio players are going to have that type of Sabutio.
There are thousands, several thousands in the world. But everyone else is going to have
the old
and remember the older. But the thing is, what we do is we sell them. I loan them a pit, loan them a team, or sell them a team that is in the new way, in the new technology.
But also, agreed. But so it's Paul, you're going to play it differently. Yeah. It's not going to be. They're going to be used to playing with the old style.
But they're probably you find people played for fun. They're
it was always fun. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to be so.
You want any there?
They're not going to be so ingrained in how they used to play that they won't change.
All right. So, Paul, tell us about your history and where what you've achieved. You're like, you're one of the top players, right?
I certainly was.
Okay, there we go. You were one of the top players.
Back in the 70s.
That's okay. The older I get, the better I was.
I mean, I'm obviously a lot younger than Craig and Derek, but we still sort of came up in the same kind of...
You don't look younger than fucking Derek.
So
sorry, there's a serious question there, Paul. Don't let him distract you.
I'm sorry. Try and stop them.
So tell me, because I saw your bio, and you got in the world champion level.
I started playing for the county, Surrey in England, back in 1971.
Did you ever play against Messi?
he was Surrey with the fringe on top.
He wasn't born.
All right.
And we became the county champions. I became the England's youth champion when I was 18.
Nice.
I became the England champion when I was 21.
Champion of all England.
Champion of all England.
Wow.
And champion
good.
Of Britain when I was 21.
And that's a lot because
it's only
was
a small country, you know.
No,
but there was
not really.
People, not really. 70 million people live in that small country.
No, it isn't. 40 million.
In the UK, is 70
in the
million.
UK. 70
I heard
million.
It's 56.
No, it's not. Where have you fucking been?
That's why. Why do you think they want to leave the EU? They want to kick everyone out.
Yeah, 70 million live in the
All right,
UK.
Let's get it back to the subject.
So back then it was probably about 33 million, yes. So not such an achievement now I think about it.
Yeah, but the best one of 33
so
million. There's
me
nothing
to
that.
You've won a championship way close to them when England won it the last time, was it?
Exactly,
years?
Yeah. It was actually when Argentina won the World Cup.
78.
Paul, so given you're an England champion, will you sign something for me later?
Not you, Willie, you fucking
been a lot
What's
of England champions since,
tonight?
Put it that way.
Yeah. He's so heard it.
Have you been smoking the herb tonight, mate?
Talking you about you.
You need to herd your dad in. It's like...
Not my dad, my granddad's. My dad don't look like that.
So, Paul, go continue.
Well, so it was a very interesting experience because I spent 7 years really focused at the expense of school, at the expense of university, at the expense of other things focused on getting to the top in Subutio.
Wow. So how many hours a day would you play Subutio in order to get that good?
I was at university, I built a pitch on my table, so I couldn't, on my study table, so there was the bed and my pitch. So I could practice more than 2 hours a day.
Two
Fact
hours.
He went to use a university.
Quite often doing the same drills.
Wow.
But the other thing
that
you ain't shagging much in the uni then. Hey.
Were you at Subutio University?
In the uni. Those posh girls. Those posh girls.
Did you shag girls on the midfield line?
The truth will be no.
Did you not see some of the spots on the fucking map? That's bad. You tried to scrub them out.
So the interesting thing for me was having got to put all that effort in to get to that level.
Yep, yep.
And I was England captain. Everything in terms of the UK I'd achieved.
Yep.
I failed in Europe. I really thought I was that year.
God,
I was
sounds like the English team.
It sounds like England.
Sounds like the World Cup team for England.
I really thought I was top three, and I came ninth that year.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's awesome, Paul.
Ninth in the world, and geez,
the world
that's amazing.
Caved in.
Yeah.
And
I don't want you to sign anything for me.
Is that the dark? Is this the dark time of your life?
Yeah, I lost my spot. I didn't. You were defending the title. That's no fun because everyone's playing differently.
we got you covered.
I'm so glad I met Craig. Yeah. He's holding my hand.
Dr. Craig.
And I just quit at that point. I put it away for 35 years.
35 years.
Did all the other things that I missed out on while I was a Subutio trainee.
So he shagged Craig.
So then you got the box out with your team. You came here to the old ship, right?
Yeah, I Four years ago, I was sitting in my office in Huntington Beach, and I thought, I wonder where Subutio is these days. And I looked it up, and I found the guys.
Subutio.
I got in contact with a national champion here.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins, aka Zach Walker in Colorado. I got in touch with a guy called Wayne Smith in Northridge, and within a week, I was playing again.
That's awesome.
And
good for you.
This is my third year of being California champion.
Kind of renaissance, huh?
And yeah, and cool. This year I am the captain of the USA Subutio World Cup team.
Now, how many players are on the team like that?
Would I thought it was an individual sport. Me, no?
Two, him and the other guy.
But just give it to me and let me sign. Okay, take it. Right, signed. Now you.
I think it's
back.
Interesting that a Eight. Man can pull it out and play with it, and then
so many years
so far.
Yeah. So many years later. Yeah.
So many and effectively
and
as well.
And it doesn't get rusty. I'd have missed that.
I see why you got like Brits in the title.
I'd be like Kramer. I give up. Remember that? I give up. I've already lost.
So
after
let's
10 minutes.
A few more questions. So on Wednesday, then you're coming here to the old ship. You've been playing for 3 years, and you're taking on someone from Italy, right?
Yeah. No. Here's another guy who retired when he was 2021 in Italy,
and he hasn't played for 35 years either.
He hadn't played for
his fingers are all stiff.
15 years. So he wasn't. Yeah, he was not as stiff as I was.
Do you need a ref?
But he could still get it stiff, right?
Yeah, we need a ref. Yeah.
He's a fully accredited
How do you get a ref when no one else knows the rules?
Because he's a friend of mine now, and it might work in my favor.
Oh, there you go. Exactly.
So Christian Filippella, he was probably one of the top two players, and Italy is the biggest country with regards to Subutio. So he's a top player. Retired. Right. He's a film producer in Hollywood, and we found him, and I've been playing him every weekend, and already he's won, I think, 3 tournaments on the USA circuit.
Wow.
And
okay, good.
He's now probably already the best.
And he's going to
best equal with Zach.
And he's
going to
be here Wednesday Brit Week at the Old Ship British Pub.
7 o'clock.
Don't put yourself down, Paul.
You know what?
You
here's, the thing, 2 years ago, when we found that Subutio set, we really did think about having a Subutio league. We really did. Remember?
Yeah, we did.
We talked of a Wednesday evening. You know, this was such a huge sport back in the day, and
we should have researched.
Yeah, we should have researched it a bit more.
We would have found Paul 2 years ago.
Don't you have a home to go to?
We can start now.
Yeah, maybe the Bridge and Dominion would still be open.
You turned up when we closed the year after. Right? You
I knew as soon as we turned up, the place closed after place, 60 yeah. years. Coach and I show up and...
This place was, you know, perfect for that because we had a dance floor, we had a small room, we had a large room. It just, we couldn't afford it anymore, and we closed it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last group...
You're right. That would have been a great sport for the B&D.
Yeah, we're looking to do, Jim, is just what Jane said, is to start now in an Orange County.
So you're trying to start the sport up again,
right? Yes.
I can tell you have a lot of enthusiasm and passion for the sport. So
yeah,
it makes sense.
I think passion... I mean, actually, what's been good here is quite often people sort of sit back in an abstract way just joking about the sport. But I think the people here understand how you can be really passionate
about
something
like that. We knew how big it was when we found that.
My brother Paul was
obsessed with it. When we found that set, we said, let's do a Subutio night or what have you. Yeah. But you know what? If you need any help, please don't hesitate to call someone else.
It reminds me, Vince and Eric, did you guys ever play electric football? You probably didn't.
Yes.
Remember that? And you set the men up and the uniforms and the whole. It kind of reminded me of that when I saw those little guys. So.
Like you say, we did think about doing a night at the club.
Sure.
When we found the Subutio, because it's such a tradition back home.
Right. No, I could see that. That was looked cool.
Like fish and chips.
I saw the videos, and there's people, and they're... You know, guy scores and he acts just like they do on the in the field, and he's jumping up and down.
The release of tension when you score a goal in a huge game is incredible because it's all this mental and emotional energy.
Is it sexual tension?
And physical energy.
Is it because you put it away for so long?
Is it what, Craig?
Is it sexual tension?
You'll have to play and tell me.
Subutio, right?
It's a sniper.
Yeah, there's such a release of tension because you're channeling
it
all into your finger.
Your index finger.
And everything's happening like fast. Boom, 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 boom. It's gone. Yeah.
And you've got to be so delicate with it at the same time.
Wow. So does your finger get excited?
Well, that's the only thing that gets excited with you now, isn't it? Granddad.
Granddad.
Unless you get it. All right. But at the end of the day,
You tormented like they torment me on the Crystal Palace. Maybe we could help you out. I don't know. You know, I know the jersey would.
How about the T Yanks v Brit Subutio show?
It'd have to be a red shirt.
No.
You know what? We could. I think we could do a day of a Subutio. You know,
yeah,
we
like
could,
an afternoon.
Like an afternoon. We could set up an afternoon here, but we would need a couple of the other kits. You know, a couple of the sets. I would be up for that. Like,
Paul, what is this league you start? How many?
Yeah, I think he's like maybe already setting up a league to kind of do this.
Well, I've got a couple of.
Here's what you would do: is you would put out like, okay, if we're having a Subutio contest, the winner gets two dinners and a few beers.
No,
trip to Vegas.
No. Just you know, no, don't go wrong. I mean, some of these things we all have to put money into.
Well, Paul, how expensive is it to have a pitch and the team?
And whether it's, you think it's expensive or cheap depends on your perception. But, I mean, that pitch there is about $120.
Okay, that's good.
Goals are about $40.
Okay.
And my team there is about $150.
Okay, that's pretty good. Wow.
But you can get a team for $50. I can sell you a team for $15.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much all you need.
Again. The team, where are they $150? Is it because they're like balanced?
Well, if you get Chelsea, you get for like $10. Liverpool, like $100. West Ham, like $20.
Can you like put numbers and names on each player and give them their own identity?
Yeah, by the use of decals or decals.
Yeah, is that how you do
people
it?
Put the most incredible detail on.
Yeah. You used to buy your, if they come bland, right, with no colors, you could buy a set.
That's how we used to do electric football, you know, with Tanum.
I have a question. Wolves. You might know the answer to this, but what I really liked about Dortmund, swinging it back to Liverpool again, was they have Dortmund at the bottom of the shirt at the back. Is there a reason why you couldn't have Liverpool at the bottom of your shirt? Is there an FA rule about that?
That's a digression right there, isn't it?
Well, certainly in Subutio, you could paint it at the bottom. Definitely.
You could if you wish.
Yeah, if you
there you go.
Yeah, I used to have Liverpool. I had a rugby shirt with Liverpool FC on the bottom, and it was like, it's on your ass.
No, but Dortmund have it, and I know most German teams have it.
I think it's all to do with the design.
I think it's club first because Bayern Munich does the same thing.
Well, they put the name at the top, but they put
Munich on the top and their names on the bottom.
Was there ever Subutio in the United States, or was it always in England?
It started here in 1992, and there's been a thriving association ever since. So most there's been a few hundred people around the country.
But
right
nothing
now,
like there with the World Cup and all that stuff.
We haven't had a World Cup here, no.
Yeah,
but
sure.
No, it's not as big as in Europe. And I think the biggest problem we got is the geography here.
Sure.
I mean, 2 weekends ago, we had a competition in California. We had people come from Maryland, Colorado, Minnesota, some other state as well,
That's
Florida.
Amazing.
So they flew over, stayed for 4 days, and we practiced. And
so when
played.
You're like, let's say, like you said, you're the California champ.
Yeah.
And then you have the guy in Italy's like the guy right now.
Do you
get prize money? Is there what kind of cash?
The very top competitions which would be played in Europe, the maximum prize money would be €400. And that comes from the money that gets put in by the
so
people.
It's a big
who
pot
are,
then, yeah.
It's not a bad pot, but probably someone will be spending more than that in hotels and flights.
Right. Well, I noticed they wear kits and stuff, right? When they play.
It's all official. You have to wear a sports kit.
It's the love of the sport. Yeah.
Is Maryland sort of close to Maryland?
Yeah.
He's fucking in there, isn't he?
Okay, well, it's time to wrap up the show. And before I do so, I do want to, as always, reach out to our sponsors, the Old Shea British Pub and Restaurant, and also the Security National Mortgage Corporation, and Swagger Club CA with Swagger Dave, if he's listening. And...
Well, he won't be listening.
He's probably not listening.
He fell asleep. Sorry, man.
No. So this has been live from the Podcast Cubby at the Old Shea British Pub and Restaurant, the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show.
Ciao!
Ciao!
It's the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show.